warm welcome to all of you. Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Stay tuned because we have a very exciting talk show for all of you today. On behalf of Douglas Newsom, our show engineer stationed at the California studio of BBS RTV, I warmly welcome all of you to the first edition of Wealthopia Generation. I am airing from the Pearl of the Orient Seas, called the Republic of the Philippines. My guest is Inmaca Forest, a regenerative forest in Alfonso Cavite, Philippines. Maca Forest is one of its kind in the Philippines, if not in the whole world. So what is Maca Forest? What is regenerative kind of life? You'll get to know if you watch our show, which you will. Our episode today is entitled Ego versus Eco. It's your choice. The ego is a false sense of self that is totally identified with mental perceptions and not the fabric of oneness that we are all connected in common humanity. As such, the ecological problems we are now facing is caused by our wrong choices. This generation, however, is endowed with great souls whose hearts are to restore the beauty of our earth. And it is one of the missions of our guest today. His mission is to, in his own capacity, is to restore the earth in a paradise-like environment, as it was created to be. Our guest for today will share his journey as to how he and his family changed into an ecological conscious life from that of a highly egoistic life. Very interesting story. Let me introduce him to you. He is the founder and property developer of Maca Forest, a regenerative community, first of its kind in the Philippines, if not in the whole world. He is an environmental planner and conferred ASEAN architect with specialization on regenerative architecture. He is a pioneer graduate of one of the premier universities in this country, the Polytechnic University of the Philippines. He is also a president and CEO of Yumang Design Construction and Development Company. And of course, he had achieved one of the highest seats in a national organization of architects. He was the former Secretary General of the United Architects of the Philippines. I am more than honored to have him in our show, and I hope you will hear from him and learn from him as well. Let us all together change this world with Architect Yuma. Ladies and gentlemen, let us all welcome with honor and pride our guest for today, regenerative architect Ronnie Yuma. Ronnie?
Okay. Good afternoon, Angela, the Philippines, and to all the listeners on different parts of the world. Thank you for having me here at your show, Wealthopia Generation, to talk about regenerative architecture. I am really very enthusiastic to share with your listeners the significant wealth of knowledge we had accumulated over the years. I am really looking forward, Angela.
So, Ronnie, I really met you and had spoken with you, and I felt like you were really, really serious with what you're doing in this regenerative environment that you're building. So how do you regenerate the weave between nature and man?
Okay. Much damage has been already done to the world's ecosystems already. We are losing our habitats and biodiversity much faster than it can restore itself. much faster that it can heal itself. Our only home, Earth, is in an acute state of emergency. We are in dire need of fixing these things. No? It compromises its climate and its life support system. Obviously, something is deeply wrong with our current paradigm. Humans' inability to see the way nature works failed how we connect and interact. Man are actually entrapped with his ego and his narcissistic consciousness of his supremacy in relation with the very conception of life. Man actually is disconnected with his environment. Now, to better understand this, Angela, Aldo Leopold actually regard Earth to each to Earth's parts, no? Like the soil, the mountains, the rivers, the atmosphere, etc., as organs or as parts of coordinated whole, each part with its distinct function. So if one function, one did not function very well, it will create a wrong system. It will create a wrong function to the whole. Any harm that humans inflicted on any of these parts will make the system dysfunctional and therefore inefficient. We should realize by now that man is nature and we are all connected. Let us acknowledge that we as humans need a completely new approach for how we inhabit this planet in order for us to survive, because man needs nature, but nature does not need man.
What happened to your journey? I tried to dig into your background, and it seemed like you were a commercial architect. You even went to California to work. You've got international clients, and with, you know, like other people who've been very successful, they would just remain to be on the commercial level. But you went deeper down into the, well, this has a commercial value too, what you're doing, because this is what the world needs now. However, giving up your lifestyle in a, you know, living in a posh subdivision in a busy city in Fairview, giving that up and living in a, should I say, semi-monastic life in Alfonso Cavite in the middle of a forest and trying to develop all this technology. How did you do it? You and your wife. Your wife had to give up her lifestyle too and need to go back to this traditional stuff that you're doing. How did it occur to both of you and how did it happen?
Right. Well, actually, my wife and I were very fortunate to transfer a couple of years just early before COVID-19 outbreak. We left the modern convenience of the metropolis in exchange for the real world that we want to live. That decision was the start of the very start of our awakening. We've been teasing each other for a long time, leaving a very peaceful, almost monastic life in the small town of Alfonso Cavite, which is about an hour, 45 minutes from Manila, or 74 kilometer distance. We gave up that polluted and crowded metropolis in exchange for the bucolic, foggy, and cool, very cool weather of the ruralesque town of Sulsugin. We actually found a small, an old poultry farm amidst a secondary forest with some rugged terrain.
Yes.
Dry quick, called Ilat. But my architectural cognition cannot be mistaken, Angela. I immediately know what to do as if the land is actually calling me. You know? We made an immediate spiritual connection to that land. And then our aspirations of repatterning, re-indigenizing ourselves through place-based living started to evolve. In fact, my daughter Margot learned how to hammer and saw and makes her own toys instead of playing gadget. My wife, Marison, prepares fresh food from our abounding forest produce. No? And I continuously experimenting from the abundant clay that we have on site. It may be worthless to many, but I chose to think of it as a vital resource, no? A blessing. So I turned it into rammed earth walls, mud pond, bio pool, earthen cooker, and earthen blocks. And then the possibilities become endless, Angela.
Wow. All right. That's very impressive. Very, very impressive indeed. You've just heard Architect Yuma with a very interesting answer about their journey as to how they had changed their minds from a metropolitan kind of lifestyle to a regenerative kind of lifestyle in the midst of a rugged terrain. Okay, so before we continue, let us all thank our sponsors as follows. How do we fit ourselves and follow the rhythms and patterns of a biodiverse ecosystem?
We started redesigning how we live and adopt a locus or so-called site-based living. We started practicing ancient wisdom of how our indigenous people have lived and adjust with suitable and practical modernity. Focusing on locus develops our sensitivity while observing carefully, we learn to distinguish which patterns are supporting life and which patterns are not. It actually gives us better understanding the limitations and opportunities can be sourced directly from the land. We just need to reconnect our relationship with nature, Angela. The pervading genius loci resulted into Maka Forest Villa. Maka is actually an ancient Tagalog word that means a place where good spirits reside. It is the heaven on earth, actually, no? Both man and other species, thriving on ecocentric living that will start healing our relationship with nature. It's actually a beautiful process of becoming. We actually nurtured, restored, transplanted all the native and endemic trees and plants, no? which are present on the site, such as the beautiful Bagawak Morado. You actually saw it when you were here, no? The swift flying blue collar kingfisher, the Kilyawan, and the berries of Bignay and Tibig. No? Actually, amazingly, at night are the light posse of fireflies sparkled over our daptap. There are so many. Huh? It's like they're like Christmas lights. In fact, my daughter and my wife are always going out of our house with all the lights turned off just to talk to them, just to talk to the fireflies. Truly, it's a collaboration in regenerative practices can change our experience of reality, turning a resource-constrained planet on a path to ecological collapse into a thriving land and abundance of renewable resources, restoring vital ecosystems, functions, and resilience, while effectively mitigating and adapting to climate change. Truly, for a man to continue to exist, we really need nature, Angela.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, you're right. Because man is even a part of nature. So,
right.
So we really need nature in order for us to not just survive, but to live an abundant life. So, we have a lot of visuals to show them, right? So, okay. So, hey, please watch all these visuals that Architect Yumang had prepared for all of you. I saw Maka Forest. I was really awed by what I saw. So I'd like you to see whatever it is that you can see virtually. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed all of those clips that you were able to watch. And before we continue, let's have some words from our sponsors. Well, of course, you know, like every, well, Ego and Eco has been very popular all around. It's been like a talk among environmentalists.
Right.
But for those who really might not be able to understand what is this all about, I hope we will get this opportunity to enlighten all those people who might not know yet about this campaign, about, you know, choosing eco more than ego. Ronnie.
Okay. The graphic will show you the two diagram. The left shows the egocentric type of man, while the right side is the ecocentric type of relationship with nature. The left side, the egocentric, considers the man as the supreme species, while the other image, the right side, which is the ecocentric, shows the man as part of the ecosystem and not apart or above it. So regenerative architectural systems thinking corrects this gap of the current construction practices vis-a-vis the rightful treatment of the natural world and the practical consumption of non-renewable construction materials. So we are right now on the degenerative process of ecocentric thinking. At Maka Forest Villa, we respect each living organism. Biotic and abiotic become an equal shareholder in the built environment. Equal. Instead of man being the supreme and on top of the food chain that dominates the land. Regenerative structure becomes more resilient organically because the basis of its strength is the ecosystem. No? And eventually, it will contribute, if not totally become, an abiotic component of the natural living systems. Regenerative architecture and the whole systems thinking replenishes what was consumed or damaged caused by humans or natural calamities. It actually reverses the damage and heals the earth.
Ah, okay. So everyone and everything can occupy a space, or everyone has a space in Macau.
Right.
Ah, meaning you're planting trees so that there's going to be fruits for humans and at the same time sanctuary for birds.
Right.
You do have flowers so that the bumblebees and the dragonflies can thrive on.
Right.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So if we can do that in our own backyards, maybe it can be possible. Not necessarily. Not all of us will actually have this luxury of uprooting our homes and living in a forest like you, but maybe we can apply it in our own backyard, like planting trees in our own backyard and plant stop killing butterflies and dragonflies and all these insects around.
Right.
I like what you said. Everyone has a space. Oh, okay. So thank you so much. Let's break for one more reminder from our sponsors who made this possible. That was very wonderful sharing. I learned a lot from you, Architect Yumang. Thank you so much. You might want to leave some more reminders or parting words to our viewers.
Sure. Thank you for giving me the chance to talk about regenerative architecture and how we can make our world better join us on this very significant journey, and let us roam the earth and regenerate. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ronnie, for your sharing during this episode. That was pretty substantial and profound, and I'm sure that all of us have learned from you. And from now on, I will be very conscious, and I will make a promise that to choose between ego versus eco, I'll be choosing eco. I'll be very, very conscious with my choices. That's heroic that you're doing, and I hope that all of us will be able to follow your footsteps. So, next segment is still on Architect Hugh Mounts Macaforest and his advocacy. Actually, we have just seen a tiny speck of his project. Macaforest, I visited it, and I was awed by it. It was enchanting, inviting, invigorating. And I'd like to share it with you. During the next episode, you will be seeing a lot of videos some more. One thing that touched me actually on my visit to that to Architect Hugh Mounts Macaforest was the preservation of the many different kinds of trees that were supposed to be extinct already. I also had seen how the different concoctions, indigenous concoctions of soil, that Architect Hugh Mounts is using to make his own homemade adobe. My gosh, it was a wonderful sight. His swimming pool made out of alternative materials aside from cement. And he and the process of filtration in his swimming pool, not using all these chemicals and the modern filters that we have. Oh, I'd just like you to watch it next episode. So for now, let me end this episode by saying that what we give will always be reflected to us one way or another. Health or disease, it's your choice. Life or death, it's your choice as well. Ego or eco, it's your choice as well. So, what's in it for us? And why should we care? This is Mary Angela Moore once again, thanking you for being with us in this journey. Thank you so much, Architect Hugh Mounts, for sharing with us your precious time and your boundless imagination and creativity. Wow, formidable architect you are. Thank you so much for your life. Thank you so much for your family too. And for our next episode, I would like you to stay tuned. We will be posting everything just to remind you of the schedule of our next episode. Thank you so much for being with me. For those of you who've been with me for the past 15 years, I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart. Wealthopia Generation is for you from the bottom of my heart, because you've been with me in my journey and you've been supporting me. Thank you so much. And I hope that my life will serve as a service to all of you and to our divine source of life and light. Thank you so much for joining, and see you again. Bye-bye for now.